multitude of different cultural sources and from different time periods within the more modern realm of Americana music. So the first artist I want to start with is an artist who has released a new album this spring. They may be new to you, and they are not only Canadian, but they are also Quebecois, and they are also Indigenous. This is Laura Nikwe. Laura is an Atika Mekwe artist. Her singular hoarse voice strongly evokes her deep roots to the territory. She performs in a pop rock style, but with deep Indigenous influence, and uses guitar reminiscent of folk, sharing positive messages of perseverance, prevention, and self-sacrifice. And her main goal is to reach the youth and to speak of difficult issues such as suicide, drugs, and the living conditions on the reserve. So I thought that it would be timely for us to highlight this incredible artist, in part because of the really horrendous news that we've recently received relating to the residential school mass grave that was found in BC. We not only have a colonial and racist history in Canada, but this is an ongoing issue. And one way that we can try to combat the historical and ongoing racism that we encounter in Canada is to give a forum for Indigenous voices. So Laura has put out this incredible album this spring called Waska Metisiwin. And I wanted to highlight one of my favorite songs from this record. So this is a song called Motiscano. The translation to French is Les Sentiers de nos Ancêtres. And in English, that means the pathways of our ancestors. This song is performed in her traditional cultural language. But as you're listening, I just want to tell you the story that she's telling is that she was put on a path in her moccasins, and she was guided down that path by her mother and the ancestors that she's proud of. And that's essentially what she's singing about in this song. So watch out for a really cool thing that she does where, in a traditional pop rock song from Western culture, you might expect to hear a guitar solo or something near the end, and instead there's this incredible Indigenous choir. So this is Motiscano by Laura Nikwe from her album Waska Metisiwin.
Teyan askik nepikegen eskezen gipisken mujik gipe pisgon ey 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 kirega nega we nanuk den geodam shen ey 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 naman gitche Mon yeah un jack pegon gimer hermon hey 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 ta bon mujek get the ghost
All right, Heather, what's up next?
Okay, up next, I want to highlight another female artist. This has got to be my favorite artist that I've discovered this year. And she's not a new artist. It's just she's new to me. I do this thing where I will find songs or artists and then become absolutely obsessed and go down the rabbit hole and listen obsessively. And that's what has happened with this artist. Her name is Lydia Lovelace. She is originally from Ohio, from a small community that was pretty much just like a church and a couple little stores. She grew up being homeschooled. Eventually, her dad, who had been a musician and pastor at the church, decided to purchase a country and western theme bar, and they moved to Columbus, which is a little bit bigger and kind of a cultural center in Ohio. And from there, Lydia established herself as an up-and-coming singer-songwriter with very, very strong outlaw country and alt-country sound. And her band drove down to Austin, played a show, and immediately got signed by Bloodshot. So she has been around releasing music with them for about, I'd say, like 8 years now. Her best album, in my opinion, is Somewhere Else, which is a record from 2014. Highly recommend that you guys listen to the whole thing. Every single song is killer. The songwriting is incredible. The stories that she tells are incredible. She has this ability to go from the major to the minor and just change your mood and rip your heart out. And the song that I wanted to highlight for everyone today is a track called To Love Somebody. This song in particular really highlights how robust and strong her voice is. Mm-hmm. So this is Lydia Lovelace with To Love Somebody.
that you love this is good, Heather. What's up next?
Okay. The next one is another really odd story. You know, we've been really trying to highlight the stories behind the artists that we are promoting through this show, because I find that in the Americana and roots world, more so than almost anywhere else, there are just these incredible backstories that get people to where they are, to where they found their voice, and to where they want to share stories for us. So this next artist, her name is Sybil Beyer, and she absolutely exploded in around 2010 or so and on past that. But she was a new discovery to me, who I found through a Spotify playlist recommendation. And her voice is so haunting, and it sounds right out of Leonard Cohen's 1970s folk scene. And there was just something so timeless and this longing and whimsy to it that I had to try to investigate more about her. And I'm glad that I did, because she was a German folk singer who fell in love with an American man in the 1970s.
Who hasn't? She,
I mean, I can't say that I haven't.
Good. I'm actually happy you caught that joke, but go on, please.
So, I mean, I identify with her there, but her story turned out to have a happy ending, unlike mine. So she ended up moving to the United States, and she abandoned her folk singing career. She left behind a couple of recordings that she had made of herself on a four-track recorder around her kitchen table in Germany, and then moved on to start a family. And she became this wonderful, loving mother and had a number of kids. And then in the late 2000s, one of her sons thought that it would be really sweet as a gift for him to take those old four-track recordings and to have them mastered and to have some CDs made and to present them to his mom, Sybil Beyer, as a gift. So he did all of those things, but he also did something in secret. And that is, he took one of the CDs and he sent it to his favorite musician to see if his favorite musician could help him get his mom's music out there. And who was it but Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr.?
That is incredible.
He kind of exists outside of Americana, but he linked her up with a deal, and that's how we know who she is. So those recordings got released as an album called The Color Green, and they launched a career for her late in her life. And she has something like 1 million listeners monthly on Spotify. Her music is finally getting out there and really receiving a wonderful reception, because it's honestly incredible. And we wanted to highlight for you guys a song today called Forget About. This song is so lovely in its message. She talks about how this relationship with the lover that she has met, who we can imagine as her husband, has helped her to forget about all of the negative aspects of her personality that she'd experienced in the past, like envy and jealousy. And listen for the part later in the song where she says, "You've helped me forget about la 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 la." And she just sings a little melody as opposed to saying anything, because she's now forgotten about what those negative aspects were because of this love.
You made thank you. it's beautiful.
That is an incredible story, what you told about Sabril. But this next one, Moon Fruits, tell us about that.
Okay, so I want to go back into the territory that's a little bit closer to Quebec and into the French language for this next act. So I want to highlight a band out of the Ottawa Valley. It is a husband and wife team. They are located in roots and art folk music, and they're also bilingual, so they sing some songs in French and some in English. This is a band called the Moon Fruits. What I want to focus on is their track Les Marins. This song really highlights their beautiful voices. Alex Millier is the husband half, and you'll hear his voice. I honestly can't think of a musical comparison to him. His voice is just very robust and very full of emotion and very unique. Caitlin Milroy, his wife, when she sings, though, I hear hints of Tara Lightfoot. What do you think, Gunnar?
When you say Tara Lightfoot, Tara Lightfoot sings so many, from earlier on in her career, some soft-sounding songs, but for some strange reason, Odessa, that was the track. There was hints of the Tara Lightfoot sound from this track called Odessa from years ago, about 10 years ago that she used to, put out. I think that's the song. And I think this is what I'm feeling is the same type of sound in the vocal.
You know what? I can definitely hear that connection.
Because I have the sound of Speed stuck in my head. And when you said Tara Lightfoot, I'm like going, wait, what? Hold on now. Because that's her latest single, but I had to like really start thinking when you said Tara Lightfoot. Oh, okay, yeah. But I'm thinking like how she used to sing some of the quieter, softer stuff from years gone by.
Right, going back to some of her earlier, more folk and a little bit less rock influenced music. Like when I first started hearing Tara's music, that's kind of what I hear in Caitlin's voice a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're different styles, obviously, but there's a little bit of a hint of that. So listeners, watch out. You might agree with us. If not, let us know if you can think of someone else that they remind you of. They have received incredible support across Canada and into the United States. They've played across both of the countries, and that includes a number of festivals, including the very important Philadelphia Folk Music Festival. These guys, really, you got to check them out. Their ability to convey authentic emotion transcends any form of linguistic barrier. And you'll hear that, whether you can understand French or not, in this track, Les Marins, by the Moon Fruits, out of Ottawa.
Pour rien, et nous vivons pour le bien, le social. Mais pourtant, on a du talent. Maman me le dit. ça fond, l'écu ça fend. Tout pour un nom, un drapeau, un ombre. Qu'est-ce qu'on va faire, rendu à l'encan? Le petit frère pêcheur,
et le ciel s'ouvre à nous. On tend nos ailes, puis il nous les cloue. Mais il se
tisser ensemble, ça vaut une voile, et en s'organisant, on naviguera loin. Le mien est le
Okay, Heather, tell us about Molly Pardon.
All right, so the next artist that we're going to be highlighting for you guys is Molly Pardon. She was born in Georgia. She relocated to Nashville. And since her relocation there, she has appeared on over 50 records. She waitressed on the side and toured the world in support of other acts, and then began doing voice work in backup singing on sessions in Nashville studios. That eventually translated into her developing a career of her own. So her songs are incredibly poetic and very soft. This is soft music, quiet music. She's known for delicate, haunting, and evocative vocals. Her songwriting is gentle and unassuming, but so full of poetic imagery. It doesn't have the type of structure that you might expect, especially nowadays, with this push towards songs being shorter and a hook appearing much more quickly, perhaps even right at the very beginning of the song. You'll hear a bit more of a laid-back, beautiful, haunting melody, and then you'll hear this poetry in the place of a lyric with a hook. And I want to, as I said at the beginning, sometimes it's hard to really pick up what an artist is saying the first time that you listen through. There's just so much going on. So I want to read these lyrics to you before we get into the song. This is this song, which is called Bolting Volts, and it was recorded live at the Our Vinyl sessions. And these are the lyrics. It's not that there's no place for me. It's fine here in this big machine. It's hard to tell when the day is done. In every way, it seems I am wrong. Some days seem to be taxing. It gets harder to keep asking. Slow and cold, the air wraps them around, alone in the stillness of morning sound. My best friends never come through, so whose love can I hold on to? Tiptoe through the tenuous twine, bolting volts on electric lines. Tiptoe through the tenuous twine, and a smile like sunshine. This is Molly Pardon with Bolting Volts.
It's not that there's no place for me. It's fine here in this big machine. It's hard to tell when the day is done. In every way it seems I'm wrong.
What's the next artist that we have, Heather?
Okay, the next artist is one of the greats of alt country and indie lo-fi, but I have found that not too many people have heard of him in Canada, even though he lived here for a while. So this artist is Richard Buckner. Richard is another really important artist to me in my own art. He's a lesser-known 90s indie icon in the same world as Damian Jurado or Jason Molina. His solo career began with this record called Bloomed, and it came out in 1994. If you want to check out one of the most well-known songs that he put out, it's a track called Blue and Wonder from that album, and it's incredibly gorgeous. The studio version is acoustic based, and the pacing is a little bit more quick, but you can find videos of him performing it slowly on electric guitar on YouTube that are just completely out of this world. He really, truly is a very special voice. So he put that record out, and it skyrocketed him to a level of fame in the 1990s that allowed him to tour consistently. He got picked up by MCA. He put out another record called Devotion and Doubt. And then he decided to do this art house record. And that's the record that we're going to be highlighting with a song from today. So this is an album that came out in 2000. It's called The Hill, and it was released by a smaller imprint called Overcoat Recordings. What he did here is he took the poems from Edgar Lee Masters' Spoon River Anthology, which is a really important piece of Americana literature from the American canon. And he took those songs, those poems, revised them into songs, and then set them into music. And that is where we get this record, The Hill. When you're listening to the record front to back, it's mixed so that it feels like it's one unending song, kind of like you're listening to a theater performance of a musical or something. And each of the songs are linked because they tell the stories of these various characters from Spoon River. The song that I want to highlight today is my favorite from this collection. It is a track called Oscar Hummel. Oscar Hummel tells the tale of a drunk who mistakenly stops at the home of a teetotaler to ask for directions home, and he ends up getting beaten to death by this man. And as he's getting beaten to death, the man is standing on a soapbox and essentially giving him a lecture on how evil drinking is. So it's very ironic, and it's interesting because the lyric of the song ends at the point that Oscar Hummel passes away, even though the music continues, because he's no longer present to keep telling the story. So I think that this is an absolutely genius piece of writing based on another incredibly important piece of art from the Americana canon. So listen for those things as you hear this track. Also listen for Buckner's incredible guitar playing. He does this flourish with his acoustic several times that is incredibly evocative, and that's part of the reason the song spoke to me the first time I listened to it. But also listen for Buckner's voice. He really has an incredible voice. He's not one of those artists who's going to be singing in three different octaves and just completely wowing you in that way. But his vocal control within the range that he does have is practically unmatched. So check out this track. This is called Oscar Hummel from The Hill, Richard Buckner's 2000 release, which was based on the Spoon River anthologies.
I staggered on through darkness. There was a hazy sky, a few stars, which I followed as best I could. It was 9 o'clock, I was trying to get home, but somehow I was lost. No really keeping the road. I reeled through a gate and into a yard, and called at the top of my voice. Oh, fiddler, oh, Mr. Jones. Thought it was his house and he would show me the way home, but who should step out but 80 Blood? In his nightshirt, waving a stick of wood, and roaring about the cursed saloons and the criminals they made. You drunken Oscar Hummel, he said.
Mm-hmm.
As I stood there weaving to and fro, taking the blows from the stick in his hand, till I dropped down to his feet.
Heather, who is the next artist we'll be listening to?
Okay, so today we have been doing a grab bag of a variety of songs that I really wanted to highlight for our listeners, all from various cultural positions and times within the more recent world of Americana music, so 1990s forward. The next track that I want to highlight is from an artist that we lost last year, right at the height of his career. This is a song by Justin Townes Earl. Justin, his name might sound familiar to you. He is the son of the famous outlaw country musician Steve Earl. He was also named in part after the famed late great Townes Van Sant, who has got to be an influence of pretty much every Americana and country singer out there today.
Yes, sir.
Justin, sorry, go ahead.
No, yes. I said yes, sir, after you said that. I'm just agreeing with everything.
So Justin came out with his own music starting in 2009 with this incredible stripped-down record called Zuma. It got the attention of critics all across the world. I can't tell you the number of famous musicians I've spoken to who told me that they sometimes have trouble connecting with singer-songwriters that are just a voice and a guitar, but their heads were turned by Justin because he just had this incredible presence and the ability to completely fill a room with the emotion behind what he was singing, his storytelling, and his incredible guitar playing and, you know, his charisma. So Justin had a very interesting story. He was famously fired by his own father from his road crew. He had toured with them for years before he actually put music out himself. We lost him to an overdose last summer, which is incredibly sad and something that is a very real struggle that a lot of artists have dealt with, being grounded by the pandemic and not being able to be on the road and do what they love and what they've dedicated their lives to. He's known for captivating audiences alone or with a band, very similar level of versatility to Daniel Romano. Album to album, his style changed dramatically, but always had this like core pith that was Justin Townes Earl. I wanted to highlight a song from his last record, which was called The Saint of Lost Causes. This song is a little bit more abstract than his typical storytelling, but it is a prayer for those of us who are left behind, and that's why I thought that it might be an appropriate song for us to listen to today. So this is a track by Justin Townes Earl from The Saint of Lost Causes, and it's called Storms Coming.
Silence broken, thunder roll, followed by the bright light. From a lightning strike, wind is picking up to a low mark. Feel the pressure drop. Rain start and stop, storm coming. The way it's gonna miss us now. Sound moment of silence, an easy still,
steady rain. Heart against a window pane, but keep an eye on the river. It's already up. There's no need to worry yet. Let us not forget the last time the rain came down like this. So much was lost.
And our final artist of Americana Cool of this episode, Heather, who is it?
Okay, so before I get to that, I just want to correct myself. The last song that you heard by Justin Townes Earl is called Frightened by the Sound, not Storms Coming. So if you're looking for it, it's Frightened by the Sound. And yeah, that brings us to our last artist of this edition of Americana Cool. This is the inimitable Nikki Lane. Nikki Lane is known as the Highway Queen. She is a staple of the Nashville community. She is just this absolutely incredible, strong woman. And she's known for taking incredibly fierce press shots as well. Maybe you want to tell our listeners about what you were struck by with the press shot associated with this song.
Well, when I was gathering the music up for this episode, I always go through the photos of, because I'm like you, I just can't stop clicking on things. So I start reading, and then I came across this press photo, and I was telling you before we started the episode, like, she's like on this, I don't know, is it a buffalo? Is it a cow? And it's like, oh, wait a minute, it's a Texas Longhorn. And she's on the front of it, but she's got her arms expanded over the length of the Texas Longhorn. And I'm like, what a cool shot this is. Like, that's amazing, you know?
I mean, isn't it? It's just the craziest looking thing. Like, her arms extend along the horns.
Yeah.
And she's totally in this prone position on top of this massive beast.
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, if this thing's alive, what did this photographer do to keep it just so still? Because I know most people, they can't get their kids to sit. Now you got this 1,000-pound beast. Like, come on, guy. But it was a great shot.
You know what? It's just her natural charm, I think.
That, you know what? I think you're probably right on that. Some people give off that vibe that it's okay, that they're really good with animals, right? And maybe that's just what it was. But this next track, Highway Queen, why did you pick this?
Well, the reason I picked this one is because, first of all, I knew that we had to feature Nikki Lane at some point because she is so beloved. Like, she's not at the superstar level, but if you like alt country music, you know Nikki Lane and you appreciate her. And what she does with this song is she takes the tropes that we have heard about the drifter, romantic, masculine figure through the history of Western art forms, whether it's, you know, literature or cinema or music, and she inverts it to create this incredible, strong female version of that character. And that is what this idea of the Highway Queen is. She embodies that herself. She's a road dog. She tours constantly. But she creates this version of the person that so many of us find inside of ourselves. So the Highway Queen is a little bit about all of us. A mysterious woman, similar to those rambling men that we've heard so much of before. And I really want to highlight this line. It ain't who she loves, it's who she's holding.
Ooh, that is a great line.
Isn't it? It's so cool.
Yeah, that is a really good line. So should we spin it now?
Yeah, let's put it on. So this is Nikki Lane with her song Highway Queen. This is why she is known as the Highway Queen, and it goes out to the Highway Queens in all of us.
Well, I heard tale of a woman out there with tight blue jeans and long black hair. She'll come play, she won't stay, and it always brings them down. Some folks say there'll come a day when she'll settle in some old town. But it's best you know this, a long, long road, she ain't gonna come around.
That was a lot of fun, buddy. Thanks for doing Americana Cool with me.
Hey, it was my pleasure. It was really fun to pick up a bunch of artists from all over the place this time and, you know, surprise people with something that they might not be expecting next.
Yeah, and keep up the good work picking the artists. If anyone has any feedback, questions, or any of those things, comments, concerns, want to do a submission of Americana music that we think we should be covering off on, how do people get a hold of you, Heather?
You can find me on Facebook at Heather Valley. You can find me on Instagram at Heather Valley Music, and I'm on Twitter at Heather Valley as well. Pretty easy to find me, so send me a friend request. Drop me a note in the DMs if there's something that you want us to highlight. If you are putting out music yourself, if you're a local or regional Americana or alt country artist, we would love to hear it. And until next time, if you want to listen to these songs again, you can check out I guess you post all of these episodes on Steel City Music, right, Gunnar?
Every episode goes up on Steel City Music at steelcitymusic.ca, and just scroll through and you can find the episodes of Americana Cool.
Awesome. So you guys can check that out, or you can check out our Spotify playlist, which is also called Americana Cool.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, my pleasure. And until next time.
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
When can I pick up the pictures?
Thursday. This
Thursday. Okay, let me make a note of that.
You're going to write it down there?
I was going to,
yeah. Then let's say Tuesday.
You mean 2 days earlier?
No, five days later.
Uh-huh. I thought as much.
If this customer were at a Photomat store, we'd be introducing him to our brand new picture pickup promise. Photomat's way of telling you exactly when your pictures will be ready.
That quick?
Sure, and if it doesn't work out, you get a free roll of film.
Oh, no. You get in trouble for that.
Oh, it's no problem.
Huh?
It's a Photomat policy.
The Photomat picture pickup promise.
Is there a Photomat store around here?
You're listening to Steel City.
Now listen to me.
Welcome back to the 3 for 30 here on Steel City Music. Your host, of course, Gunnar. This week's guest that we are featuring is a really fun person to chat to. I was lucky enough to meet her in 2019 of July, where she was one of the first guests I had on Steel City Music. And she's been recording her own music. She was touring quite a bit. She was really pushing all of her music. And then COVID hit, and now she's stuck on the phone with me, Alex Worms. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm in a bit of a surly, cranky, funny kind of mood because, you know, just me being me. And when I was setting this phone over with you, I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, hey, you know, I'm just looking out the window, you know. And to me, it's just like, oh, man, she must be a musician because there's nothing to do right now. Thanks for taking the time to do the 3 for 30 with us. And the show is about three songs of any genre. And if you have a memory that's attached to it when you were a kid, when you're older, it could be happy, it could be sad. They're your memories, and it's all about storytelling and sharing, that sort of thing. So you have three songs up. Tell us what they are.
Sure. So the first one is Drastic Measures by Sarah Sleen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The next one is 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins. And then we're going to finish up with a third song called Up and Up by Coldplay.
All right, buddy. Let's start with the first one from the artist Sarah Sleen, Drastic Measures. Tell us about this song. What makes it so special?
So this is my favorite song of all time. and it has been since I was, I don't remember exactly how old I was, maybe 12 or 13. And I have... I grew up very involved in classical piano and classical singing. Mm-hmm. So I loved classical music and I hated the radio. I never seemed to like what was being played on the radio. So I wasn't really very exposed to a lot of music at the time. And we had, and remember too, like when I was, you know, preteens, we had like an Ethernet desktop computer, like social media wasn't really a thing. So what happened was basically I consumed music on whatever CDs I could get my hands on that were around the house or whatever. And one year I was given an iPod for Christmas. So, of course, I went and collected every CD I could find, and I would rip the CDs and put them on the iPod. And then I would go to the library and check out like 30 CDs at once and struggle to carry them back home and put them on my iPod. And artists that I had no idea who most of these people are, I would just kind of try to grab anything that looked cool. And this was my process for discovering music that wasn't, you know, Beethoven at that time.
Sure.
And I found Sarah Sleen at the library. And it was an album called Day One. And I put it on my iPod. And I had so many things loaded on there that I didn't really hear any of it for a long time. I would just put it on shuffle and see what came up if my family was driving in the car or something. And so I discovered her by accident on one car ride. And I remember the song that came on the iPod, and it was a really haunting, beautiful song called I Know. And my jaw just dropped. I could not believe that here was a pop song with the most beautiful lyrics I had ever heard. And it had strings on it, and it was piano, and I just felt so moved by it that I immediately went and I don't even know if it was Google I used at that time. I remember using like Ask Jeeves or something like that as a search engine. And anyways, looking up Sarah Sleen's music on the internet, and I listened to everything I could find on YouTube. And then eventually, I think one of my parents bought me one of her CDs, and it was Nightbugs, is the album that the song I am talking about today is from. And so I listened to that a lot, and Drastic Measures is my favorite song on the CD, and it's and probably my favorite song of all time. And I love it because, as you will hear, you know, it's got